state lawmakers are renewing their efforts to pass a bill that would create minimum penalties for drunken drivers who injure others.
The bill passed an assembly committee yesterday. It would set minimum jail sentences from 30 days to up to 3 years, depending on the severity of a person's injuries and whether the drunk driver is a repeat offender.
A similar bill has been introduced to the legislature in the past, was not successful, and lawmakers are unsure if this one will be successful or not.
Joining us now is Bill Leaders. He's covered the state's drunk driving laws for the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Good to be back.
Well, we've mentioned bills like this one and other tougher drunk driving penalties have been introduced in the past. Why didn't it work out?
Well, this exact provision, this would toughen the penalties for individuals who injure others while driving drunk. There's different levels of increased penalty, whether the person is seriously injured, whether it's a first offense drunk driver or someone who's a repeat offender, but it would prescribe tougher mandatory minimums for drivers who injure others while they're drunk. This was one of a number of bills that was also introduced in the last session. This particular bill that would do something very similar to this did also receive a favorable committee vote, which is what happened yesterday with this bill. After it received that vote, though, it just died in its tracks. It was never brought up for a vote in either house. And that was also the fate of a number of other bills in the last session that would have toughened drunk driving penalties in a number of ways.
Now, this was passed by Republicans, a unanimous Republican vote in that committee. Democrats opposed for reasons we can get into in a bit. But this is a case where Republican lawmakers pass a plan in the committee, and then the Republican legislature as a whole doesn't pass it. Does it never even come to a vote in many cases?
Well, I think the issue is that the Republicans on the committee voted for it this time and last time. What happened last time was that the Republican leadership did not see fit to, you know, bring this up for a vote. That was a decision probably made at the leadership level, majority leader, Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald was the main player on that. Now, I interviewed him on his reasoning on these things, and his thought was that, the state had achieved significant reductions in the incidence of drunk driving and in drunk driving injuries and fatalities, and that he thought that maybe treatment was a better option, something that would be a smarter way to go than just toughening penalties. Now, another factor that comes into play on these things is, you know, when you increase penalties, you potentially increase costs. And a number of the bills in the last session, had these, enormous price tags attached to it. If we do this, oh my God, we're going to have to build new prisons. We're going to incur hundreds of millions of dollars of additional expenses. People disputed that, saying, well, it also could mean that fewer people would be driving drunk and we would, reduce some of these costs. But anyway, cost is another factor that comes into play. For the bill that passed yesterday about the injury thing, it's estimated it would cost about $500,000 in additional enforcement costs.
Talking to Bill Leaders from the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism, looking at a new effort to toughen drunk driving penalties when drunk drivers injure or kill others in an accident. Bill, there's a perception, maybe reality, that Wisconsin's drunk driving laws aren't as tough as most other states, any other states. Is that a perception or reality?
Well, it's certainly true that Wisconsin is the only state in the country where first offense drunk driving is not a crime. It's still a civil offense. So the penalties are significant, but it's not a crime. It's a civil a violation. There are other ways in which other states have done things that have not happened in Wisconsin. Some of these proposals, would make our laws tougher, like other states have done. But there are certain other things that nobody has even suggested that we do in the state of Wisconsin that have worked well in other states, like sobriety checkpoints have a demonstrated record of effectiveness. But that's not even something that has been proposed in this current session, so far as I know. Certainly it wouldn't go anywhere. The mandatory use of interlock ignition devices for anyone who is convicted of a drunk driving offense, that's something that groups like MAV, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, have urged that Wisconsin adopt, that went nowhere in the last legislative session. I don't even see that that's introduced as a bill so far this time around. There's a threshold at which a judge can make you have these interlock devices, but it's, you know, for a second offense, or if your first offense is at a high enough blood alcohol content level, it's not imposed in every case in which somebody has committed a drunk driving offense. And that's a proposal that, that other states have adopted.
Now, a lot of times when a law or legislation fails in the legislature, it goes to a public hearing. There's dramatic testimony. People argue for and against it. Then it gets voted down. These drunk driving laws seem to just fizzle. There's not that much public debate and opposition on it. So why do they not pass?
It's an interesting point. There isn't a lot of opposition. You don't see many groups registering that, you know, we don't want to toughen drunk driving laws. The Tavern League of Wisconsin, which gets blamed for, protecting drunk drivers, I think unfairly, did not register in opposition to most of the bills that were introduced last session. It's registered as neither for or against in terms of this current legislation that we're talking about. There aren't people who come out and say, you know, our laws are tough enough, please don't make them tougher. And yet lawmakers are not inclined to do that. And obviously there is some sensitivity to cost that is part of this equation. And, there just isn't the political will.
Wisconsin, on many measures, ranks number one in drunk driving, and that's the bad kind of number one, worst in the country in many measures. Is there consensus that the state should do something, just not agreement on what that something should be?
Well, yeah. I mean, you're not going to find anyone who would say, you know, we shouldn't do anything to address the problem of drunk driving. There's, you know, a couple hundred people a year who get killed because of drunken drivers in the state of Wisconsin. It's a 100% avoidable occurrence. So, yeah, everyone is going to say we should do something. And there is disagreement over it. One of the surprising things that has happened in recent years is the tremendous bipartisan support for the idea of treatment courts for offenders, the idea that rather than just locking people up, that you get them treatment for their substance abuse issues and you try to deal with the problem that way. That's something that Republicans have been willing to spend additional money on, which I think is somewhat surprising to people who think that the only answer of Republicans to a crime-related issue is to make the laws tougher and lock people up longer.
That's interesting that you mentioned that, because we've seen legislation from Representative John Nygren and others on heroin that's been following a similar trend, moving away from the tough on crime concept to including more treatment in it. Do you see that as part of a bigger change of how we think about drug and alcohol related problems?
Yeah, and it's also part of a bigger change how we're thinking about criminal justice issues. You know, for a while, the only response of the political structure to any sort of crime was, you know, let's lock them up for longer periods of time. Let's be tougher. Let's throw them into solitary and never let them see the light of day. You know, all of these increases in punitiveness have been the only response. And now I think people are stepping back across the board and saying, well, maybe that's not the only solution. Maybe that's not the best solution. Certainly, it's a very costly way of dealing with these issues. Maybe there's a better way to go.
And this legislation that we started out with, the one that just passed an assembly committee, is punitive. That's the main point of it for drunk drivers who injure or kill someone. Do you think that means it's less likely to pass as a result?
Well, it will get opposition from Democrats, I think, and others who will point out that mandatory minimums are one of the factors that are driving our high incarceration rate. And it does take discretion away from judges. Now, I can't sit here and tell you of a scenario where someone could be involved in, driving drunk and injure another person who doesn't deserve some sort of severe penalty under the law. But the fact is that this legislation takes that option completely off the table and says, no matter what the circumstance, no matter how this went out, this person is going to have at least this amount of time in prison as a result of this occurrence. And, you know, that is going to be a controversial thing to do.
Bill, thanks as always for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Bill Leaders talking about the latest effort to pass tougher drunk driving penalties in the Wisconsin legislature.